Buenas tardes, buenas noches, whatever time you're watching our show. Welcome to Business Matters with Laura Nowlin. I would like to take a few minutes just to thank our sponsors, CS Now Staffing. You can get a hold of them at 702-902-2448. And another special sponsor today is Andrea Michelle Munoz. She is with Creativa Consulting. And you can reach her at 702-296-6242. And remember, this show is a conversation, and you all are just eavesdropping.
Oh, yeah.
So please welcome Elias to our show. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Laura. I'm so honored to be here with you.
Yeah, can you tell our guests your full name and the name of your company?
Yeah, so my name's Elias Benjaloon, and my company is TechStart. And so TechStart, we're on a mission to power digital equity for all, really help people get a head start in tech, because the digital revolution is disrupting folks.
Oh, and totally.
And I want to be on the side of the story that's about empowering people.
No, awesome. Once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. What I would like to do is start off with, where do you come from? How did you get to Las Vegas, Nevada? Tell us a little bit about that story, about you on a personal level.
Yeah, sure, of course, Laura. So Las Vegas, you know, I really considered my home as an immigrant. I've grown up across America. I came to America when I was 2 years old. So I was born in the Netherlands. I'm originally Moroccan.
Okay.
My parents immigrated to America when I was about two. I lived up and down the East Coast. South Carolina is when I went to preschool, kindergarten.
Okay.
New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, Delaware, New York. The list goes on.
Nice.
I came to Las Vegas when I was about 11, 12 years old.
Okay.
But one interesting part of my story is, because I traveled so much, my family, you know, they're entrepreneurs, starting businesses, you know, working odd jobs, doing whatever it takes to take care of the family and find a community that works. I went through all the school systems, public, private, Christian, online, and homeschooled. And that gave me an incredible opportunity because I ended up taking a state test when I was about 11, 10 years old, and they placed me at 10th grade as a little kid.
Oh, wow.
And I just alley-ooped a ton of grades, took all my credits, and I finished high school when I was 14. So I got to start UNLV as one of the youngest college kids there at 15, and it just, you know, changed my life for the better.
I bet. And then, so your friends must be a lot older than you.
I've always had,
right?
You know, friends that are about, on average, 5 to 15 years older than me, but that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so you've been here in Las Vegas. This is home for you now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is home. You've done all the rest of your schooling here. Once you graduated, then what did you do?
Yeah, so I went to UNLV. You know, I was a homeschooled kid, so super socially awkward. My way I met friends was I was challenging them to Yu-Gi-Oh! Duels in the middle of the square. But I share that story because UNLV raised me, and I ended my semester at UNLV as student body president. So I got elected to represent the 23,000 undergrads, manage a $1 million budget, be our representative to the state, to the governor, to a variety of issues. That really opened my heart and passion to community organizing and advocating for our fellow community members. And so after UNLV, I was originally pre-med. I was taking the MCAT. I was going to go to med school. UNLV was opening their med school. It was perfect alignment. But something changed. I got invited to Tony Hsieh's Airstream Park over downtown right after college, and I launched a startup, and I fell in love with startup life instead.
Wow. I got to know Tony Hsieh briefly as well, and it was a big loss.
It really
big
was.
Loss when he left us here. So then you went into this type of career, right? Then what?
Yeah, so, you know, I got into technology. Technology is actually how I paid my way through school. As an immigrant, I wasn't really eligible for scholarships like most other people. And so every semester was a juggle between, you know, my parents, between my own work, and I've had many generous supporters in the community that have helped me through school. But it was really because of those digital technology skills that helped open tons of doors for me. I was selling websites for $1,000 a pop, and that paid my way through school. And so that's how I, you know, got into technology. When I launched my first startup in Tony Hsieh's park, it failed. And I got picked up to help relaunch Uber here in Vegas, which really kick-started my career in tech. Done several venture-backed tech startups. Some became billion-dollar companies. Some crashed and burned. And then I've been an advisor, marketing advisor, to over 100 companies around the world since then.
So how many years has it been for you doing marketing then?
Well, I started, you know, if you count me starting at 15, because that's when I started selling websites, it's going to be 15 years in a couple months.
Wow. And so now you brought a book with you. So talk to me about this book.
Yeah, so I brought my book, Butterflies Move Freely. This book, you know, explores immigration, not just in the USA, but also beyond, and talks about the concept of immigration. And as somebody, you know, who is still struggling with my own immigration status, as somebody who had, you know, my sister, who was only 19 years old, be deported in 2017. You know, I just felt that I had to speak truth to power from a position of power and advocate, you know, for immigrants that are doing good things in our community, and just make sure that that narrative is part of what's happening out there. Because the narrative right now, you know, I was just tired of watching the news and being painted as a villain, and I knew that's not my story, and so I had to define my own story and share that with the world.
Let me share a little bit about me. So. Yeah. I'm also an immigrant. I was born in a town called Cuervos in Mexico. I was brought here when I was 3 years old to California.
Okay.
I grew up in the Inland Empire area.
Yeah.
When I first had my first job at the age of 16, I was still illegal.
Literally
got a job being illegal, because back then they didn't ask you for your IDs or your social security card. They asked you for a number. So I started working at Sizzler at the age of 16.
Okay.
At the age of 18, when Ronald Reagan rolled out an amnesty, he actually rolled it out before I even turned 18.
Oh, wonderful.
However, it was just my dad. I was in a very abusive household.
No. Okay.
And so I wasn't able to legalize until I turned 18. I've been on my own since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And once I became a U.S. citizen, things really did change for me. But I will tell you, I had another two brothers and a sister, so there's four of us. And one of us got deported, and on the three strikes, you're out. And so if you were to ask me, was he properly deported, I'm going to tell you yes, because he was in and out of prison.
Yeah.
So there's a big story behind, you know, some people need to be deported.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. You know, my sister, she was not
19,
one of those.
I know, 19
she
years
was,
old.
She was pursuing college. You know, she came here when she was 6 months old. She's definitely not somebody that, you know, was ever in trouble. You know, she was going to college. She had dreams for her future, and all that got snatched away. And so I think there has to be a delineation between, you know, folks who, like me and like you, want to, you've already earned your citizenship.
Yes.
I want to earn my citizenship. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to do that. And I think there's many other immigrants like myself and folks I work with who share that story. But yeah, anybody who's, you know, contributing negatively or taking away or being destructive, of course we have to deal with that, and we have to delineate that, because, you know, I'm tired of being put into a bucket as if I'm a villain, because I'm not.
Exactly. We're all tax-paying people, because I can tell you, at the age of 16, I was already paying taxes.
Yeah.
I just wasn't able to get a return.
Yeah, no, same.
Right? But I was paying.
my first job was when I was 15 also, as an undergraduate researcher over at UNLV. And by the time I was 16, I was a published researcher. I had my first publication. And so,
wow.
You know, hopefully folks like me can have an opportunity to earn our path to citizenship. You know, there isn't anything like amnesty today. The immigration system, you know, it's going to take an act of God, or more realistically, an act of Congress, to fix this system.
Hey, I join you. I join you so we can get that to change, okay?
Yes, thank you.
I do.
You, Laura.
And I will tell you that it would be a loss to our country if you were to get deported. That doesn't make sense. We need to keep people like you, right? Even like your sister that got deported, she should have never been deported. There should have been a way for her, a pathway for her to be able to legalize here in the United States, and a road to becoming a U.S. citizen, right?
Yeah.
The DACA program, that was a joke.
Yeah,
it was an opening to help people legalize. But I'm going to tell you that when I was 3 years old and growing up here, all my schooling has been in the U.S.
Yeah.
And when people would tell me that they were going to deport me, I'm like, where to?
Yeah.
I didn't know anywhere else besides the United States.
Same. You know, I grew up in South Carolina, you know, pledging allegiance to the American flag, like all the rest of us. I didn't even realize that I was anything other than an American on paper, because I'm an American all the way through.
Yes.
But on paper, they're saying I'm not. But I didn't even come to terms to that until my sister was deported, and then I realized, oh, wait a second, I'm not an American. This could happen to me, too. And so, yeah, hopefully we can, you know, join arms together, you know, unite this coalition and be able to protect those that are trying to do good work that, you know, really reflect the values of the American people.
I agree. So let's go back to your business.
Yes.
I was able to have the pleasure of meeting you in
you.
Person as I'm taking the Cox Communication course, right?
Yep.
Leadership, Vegas leadership class. And I'm going to tell you, out of all the classes that I took through the series, yours was the top notch for me.
Oh, wow.
Okay? I was like, hey, I'm barely learning shorts. I know what shorts are. I know what thumbnails are.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, we need to learn this stuff.
Yeah.
And it was a class that really stuck with me. And that's why immediately I reached out to you. I'm like, I need to get to know you better. We need to figure this out. I started a YouTube and... There's sometimes that we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, that's
right?
Fair.
Right?
Hey, at least you're doing it, though.
We're doing it.
You know?
We're doing social media as much as we can. And thank goodness I have a very young team.
Good.
They're all IT techie people, right?
That's
because
great.
It's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me behind the scenes. So let's talk a little bit more about that business.
Absolutely.
And then how can other people out there maybe get a hold of you and how they can get the resources to team up with you?
Yeah,
because you're really
of course.
Good at what you do.
Hey, thank
you
so much. You know, I've been doing digital marketing technology for a long time. I've always committed to staying on the cutting edge. So that's why whenever anything new is coming out, I'm always doing that, you know, staying on the cutting edge. What I like to do for fun on the weekends is practice coding, building projects, really pushing my skills to new limits. And so, you know, what I do is I have free classes. So I partner with nonprofits all across the valley and across the country. This year, one of the nonprofit partnerships, we've done over 230 business classes this year over at Nevada Partners, where I'm entrepreneur in residence at. And so we offer that free to the community. I also sell software. I'm a reseller, certified admin for High Level, where we're selling, you know, website management, automation, social media marketing software. And we're training folks. You know, my hope is to give opportunities to other young people who can learn the digital skills and be able to match them to business owners like yourself that can give folks a job. Because it was those opportunities that really changed my path in life in college to be able to use those tech skills to pay my way through school. And I just know how much tech can change somebody's life. It's the difference between being disrupted or being empowered.
Right.
And at TechStart, we're focused on empowering people.
Well, AI is not going away.
Right.
We either have to embrace it, get on the bandwagon, and just keep going and learning it.
Yep.
But it's not going away.
Right. Yeah.
It's here to stay. What's the best phone number? What's the best website to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I want to invite people to connect with me on LinkedIn, Elias Benjaloon. You can also go to my website, techstart.ai, and then also reach out to me at 702-819-8861, and I'd be more than happy to get you involved in any of the great programs that I'm a part of.
So there are certain ways to get a hold of people that people feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
For me, if you send me an email, chances are it's going to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
But if you text me, I look at my text.
Yeah.
And so by the end of the day, I'm very busy.
Yeah.
But by the end of the day before I go to bed, I start looking at all the text of going back, who do I need to follow up with?
Yeah.
If it's really late at night, I try not to text back.
Yeah.
But I have to be very careful because once I open up that text, if I didn't respond, chances are now it's going to get ignored.
Right.
So then a lot of times I'll say, ooh, that one's important. I'm only going to breeze through it. I'm not going to open it all up. I'll deal with it in the morning. So sometimes you will get a text back at 6 o'clock in the morning from me or 7.
Yeah.
I try not to, but I'm like, look, if I don't text back now, you're not going to hear from me.
Yeah, you know, that's totally fair. I think it's different for everybody. For me, I definitely, this year has pushed the limits on the communications that I'm capable of managing.
Okay.
Meaning I'm receiving tons of emails, hundreds of texts, tons of calls. I have, you know, a bunch of inbound lead generation systems that are just flooding me on top of the community word of mouth that's happening because of my classes. And so, you know, all of the channels are a struggle. This is what I'm doing. I'm implementing AI into the channels. And so if you email me, I have an AI email reader that's helping me auto-respond to my emails. I'm going to be doing the same with my SMS and with my socials. And so, hey, just give it a shot. Reach me out on anywhere. I have a team. We're doing our best to get back to everybody.
All right, and I'm ready for that quote.
Yes, I know. I got you on that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to our show. Is there anything else that you would like to add in closing to those eavesdroppers?
Yeah, you know, I would just say continue to lead with your core values, right? Mm-hmm. Laura, you and I have gone through a unique adversity that we both share as growing up undocumented or illegal. Mm-hmm. And that's a struggle that, you know, many Americans unfortunately won't understand, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. But my recommendation is identify your core values, because it will help you overcome your own adversities. That's my advice to those that are listening right now, and hopefully help you find a path to build empathy with other people you don't understand.
No, thank you, Elias, for coming on. And one more time, thank you so much for CS Now Staffing for being a sponsor at 702-902-2448. And also Andrea Michelle Munoz. Look her up. Look her up on YouTube. Look her up on all her social media threads if you can. She is with Creativa Consulting. And you can get a hold of her at 702-296-6242. Till the next time with Business Matters.